620, this is 1320 WILS. So the New York Times seeing a mass cancellation of subscriptions, this after one of their op-ed folks, Brett Stevens, wrote a piece questioning the absolute certainty that climate change and the future of it is known. Dr. Tim Ball is with us, historical climatologist who did search and rescue in the Arctic himself with the Canadian Air Force. Dr. Ball, great to have you on WILS.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. What everyone's upset about there, the progressives are saying we this is a certainty. We know absolutely that this is going to destroy our planet if we keep on this way. What's your view on this certain viewpoint?
Well, of course, it's part of the consensus argument and the certainty argument. There's no consensus in science. Science isn't about consensus. And if you want to know about certainty, the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which are the source of all of the weather and climate data people are hearing, every single prediction that they've made since 1990 using their computer models has been wrong. And if your predictions are wrong or your forecasts are wrong, your science is wrong.
Well, what was their prediction? Yeah. Let's say 1990. What did they predict would happen by 2020, let's say?
Well, it's supposed to be having close to 4 degrees warmer by 2020. The bigger problem they had was that starting in about 1998, the global temperature started to level off and actually started to decline, and they called it the pause. The problem they had was that the CO2, which they claimed was causing the problem, kept increasing, but instead of relooking at their science, they changed the name. They stopped calling it global warming and start calling it climate change.
Yeah. Why is it that trend suddenly stopped in 1998?
Well, because one of the things that people don't know is that the IPCC, their definition of climate change is only human causes. They don't look at natural causes of variation, and you can't possibly identify human causes if you don't know how much it varies naturally. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, the sun has continued to decline in activity, and as the sun is declining, the global temperature is going down. And in fact, in the month of April, the global temperature dropped by 0.5 degrees Celsius, which is a quite significant drop in 1 month.
That's because of the sun. So is that going to continue, this decline in the sun?
Yes, and all of the scientists that are keeping open minds and looking at natural variability of climate, this is all perfectly natural. And
natural, is it just going to keep getting colder and colder, or is that going to change at some point?
No, well, this is one of the difficulties. It will continue to cool. Probably till about 2030 or 2040, the world will continue to cool. But the big battle is between people that say that the climate is cyclical, that it just goes in cycles, and then those that say that it's chaotic, that it is affected by very minor changes such as human addition of CO2.
And you believe which theory?
Well, the cycle. The cycles. Yeah. I mean, when you look at any long-term record, and that's what I do for a living, historical climate, you see these variabilities in the climate. I mean, for example, since 1900, the global climate has changed 4 times. From 1900 to 1940, temperature went up. And by the way, it went up more in that 40 years than it did from 1980 to 2000. But anyway, from 1900 to 1940, global temperature went up. 40 to 80, it went down. And then from 80 to 2000, it went up. Now it's going down again.
Well, why do you think, especially on the other side, the side that that says it's global warming that's happening, why is it so emotional, this topic?
Well, because it's political, and that's what I was open with the word consensus. There's no consensus in science. Like Einstein said, I can have 100 facts prove me right. If one proves me wrong, that's it. It's over.
At what point did it become political, would you say?
Well, it started in 1988 when a fellow by the name of James Hansen was plucked out of the bowels of NASA, GIS, Goddard Institute of Space Studies and appeared before Timothy Wirth's Senate hearing. And you can read about that on Frontline.
Was there an agenda right off the bat?
Oh, yeah. I mean, read Frontline's PBS report interviewing Wirth. What they did was they found out what was the hottest day of the year in Washington. That's the day they scheduled the hearing for. Then the night before, they went in and opened all the windows and shut off all the air conditioning. And everybody's sitting there sweating, and here's this guy talking about humans causing global warming. Hmm. And he made an absolutely unsustainable comment when he said he was 99% certain that the warming was due to humans. And it's unbelievable.
And that's when they started. Dr. Tim Ball with us. He's an historical climatologist, a man who spent time in the Arctic. I want to ask you about this new report. It's called the Snow, Water, Ice, Permafrost in the Arctic, SWIPA. It's put together by the Arctic Council. They say that by 2040, in about 20 years, there won't be any sea ice in the Arctic. What do you make of that report?
Well, this is more alarmism, and of course, this is part of trying to jack it up. You've got the Trump legislation threat or group threatening to pull the funding from EPA on climate, the Paris Agreement, and so you come out with all these scary stories.
Yeah, but we do see the glaciers floating around out there. You know, I saw a picture of one near Greenland now, kind of cut itself loose. Are we seeing the ice dissipate up there?
No, the ice, Greenland ice is building, and the Antarctic ice is growing, and so the ice is always calved off. I mean, I've got a story on my computer from 1840 of a ship sailing to Australia, came across a piece of Antarctic ice that had broken off, and decided to sail around it to see how big it was. It was 100 miles long by 40 miles wide. Mm. And so, you know, I'm bigger than Rhode Island almost. So the when you look at the history of climate, what's going on right now is perfectly natural, perfectly normal, well within within natural variability.
So, let me ask you this, because you talk about the politics, but what about the scientists? Because there are many scientists and the folks here in the Arctic Council who studied and said, you know, reported this. Are they not legitimate scientists that came to these conclusions?
Oh, they're legitimate scientists, but they're only looking at one piece of a very, very complex puzzle. And when you start to put that one piece of the puzzle into the larger picture, it suddenly is perfectly normal. I mean, I can read you a quote here from 1817. He says, it will without doubt come to your lordship's knowledge that a considerable change of climate, inexplicable at present to us, must have taken place in the circumpolar regions, by which the severity of the cold that has for centuries past enclosed the seas in the high northern latitudes in an impenetrable barrier of ice has been, during the last 2 years, greatly abated. Okay. And they report 2,000 square leagues of ice. Well, that's 20,000 square miles disappeared in 1 year.
But wait, how is it that these scientists are ignoring all this other data that you're pointing to?
Because they haven't read it. And hardly anybody has read the IPCC reports. And when you go and read them, you can't believe how bad they are. I mean, the science in them is absolutely terrible. So they keep talking about, they use this number, and Obama kept using it, 97% of scientists agree. What I would argue is 97% of scientists have never looked at the IPCC reports and know anything about climate science. Mm. But they're out there presenting themselves as experts, but they're experts in one very, very small part of an enormously complex puzzle.
Yeah. I mean, and we've had climatologists, let's say, from the University of Michigan who are on the other side of this, and they say their view is it's obvious that we're seeing warming, we're seeing ice melting. Now, as climatologists, how do you think they're coming to such different conclusions?
Well, as I said, when you look at it, they are climate scientists. They are not climatologists. Okay. That is, they are specialists in, say, computer models or CO2. And therefore, they get funding for that, and they're looking at, as I said, at one piece of a very large puzzle.
Yeah.
And that's the difficulty with it all.
Yeah.
I urge all of them and anybody, go and read what the IPCC are saying. I mean, it's absolutely incredibly bad. But that's what's happening out there. I mean, just let me, I'll give you an
Tim, we are literally out of time. We will have you on again because this is a topic that I know people want to hear more about. Dr. Tim Ball, he is an historical climatologist, did search and rescue in the Arctic, spent time up there with the Canadian Air Force, and really knows the issue like very few do on planet Earth. Dr. Ball, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we will talk again. 6:30, when we come back, we'll hear from a conservative, get his reaction to the budget deal that's about to be voted on. Many conservatives very upset with what has come up here, and that is next.